into the service in 1942, January 11th, I believe it was.
So that was right after Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, December 8th, I was called to 32nd in Lancaster, right at December 8th, for my physical. And I enlisted in the Navy in January. The first 2 weeks of January, I think I went up and enlisted.
Okay, now you say you enlisted. This means then that you did not get an induction notice. You weren't
drafted
per se. Or did you enlist in the Navy to beat the draft?
I received a notice to go for my physical at 32nd in Lancaster.
I see.
Which I did, and then I enlisted.
Were you single at the time?
Yes.
Did you have a low draft number?
No, I had there were four brothers, and I was the first of the four to go. There were three of us that went into the service.
I see. The reason I asked that was it seems like you went in earlier than most other people. That's why I asked.
Yeah, I was Sam Chapman, I believe, and a few of the others were some of the earlier ones that went in from the athletics at that time. Sam Chapman and I went in about the same time.
I see now. Both you and Sam Chapman arrived back in time to play at the tail end of the 45 season. It's one of the reasons you were discharged before the war ended was because you had gone in early?
I had points enough, and I was overseas on a ship and over in the islands and in the South Pacific for 22 months, and I had enough points to get out, and that was one of the reasons. I came back to the Philadelphia Navy Yard after my 30-day leave,
mm-hmm.
and then I was released.
I see.
I wish I hadn't been released.
Oh, really?
So soon. Because then they, at that time, I come out and I think I went back to playing August 28th or 29th. And at that time, they had a ruling that they had to keep you only 30 days with the ball club. And then if they wanted to either release you or do whatever, sell you or do whatever they could, they could. And then the next year, in 1946, they had a new ruling in the spring where they had to keep you a full year. They couldn't let you go. So if I would have been kept in maybe another couple of weeks, I wouldn't have had 30 days. You know, it was just one of the circumstances where I wanted to get back and
Oh, I see. So in other words, you came back really at the wrong time.
At the wrong time.
The 30-day rule, not the
right.
year rule.
Not the year rule, that's right.
Well, Danny Lutwiler wrote me a nice 2-page typewritten letter the other day and said that a lot of players were victimized by this, that there were a lot of men who weren't wanted back at the tail end of 45 and 46, and yet the government said that every man who had been in a certain profession and had gone off to war would get an appointment when he got back. And I take that this is what you're talking about. It was only for 30 days in the case of baseball players.
In the case of baseball players, it was 30 days, mm-hmm. which I was a victim of circumstances. If I had been... I think they had a ruling where they were trying to keep everybody in. They were freezing the rates and everything else in the service at the time. But being I was here, they let me out. They let me out a little sooner. But they should have kept me. If they'd have kept me another 2 weeks, I would have definitely been able to stay the year, and then possibly, you know, I would have been in better shape and going to spring training the next year. I might have been in the big leagues. No telling how long.
Okay, well, what exactly happened then at the end of 45? Did the A's keep you for 30 days and then give you your release? Is that what happened?
That's right. They didn't give me my release. They sold me to Toronto.
Oh, to the Maple Leafs.
Yes. And in fact, I was working up at the Inquirer at the time during the winter. And one of the fellows there said they saw it in the paper. And I was working a night shift at the time. And in fact, I approached Mr. Mack at the time, and he said that I had heard a rumor about it, and he said it wasn't true. But then it came out on the paper that I was sold, and I went to the Maple Leafs, and in 46.
How long did you play baseball after that? I mean, how long did you stay in the minors?
From 1946 to 1953, I ended up pitching Elmira in the Eastern League.
I see.
For the Brooklyn Dodgers.
I see. What about your service time? Where did you take your boot camp?
I didn't go to boot camp. I enlisted at Philadelphia, and I stayed at Philadelphia a few months at the recruiting station doing some fingerprinting and stuff of that nature. And then I was transferred to a ship, the USS Boston. And I was on the USS Boston for quite some time until I went out to the South Pacific. And then I was at Pearl Harbor at the submarine base in the ship store there, spare parts department there.
What was your rank?
Storekeeper second class.
Storekeeper, I see, an SK-2.
Yeah.
Fine. I know that you eventually wound up on that, or I should say in that group of 30 ball players that toured the atolls. Mickey Vernon mentioned your
That's
name
right.
among
That's
that
right.
group. That must have been some experience.
That was quite an experience. I had been over there a year.
Mm-hmm.
I had already been over in the in the islands in the Honolulu area, and there were a couple of ball players. Walter Masterson was already at the submarine base,
mm-hmm.
and Jimmy Gleason was with the Chicago Cubs, and a few other ball players, one from the Yankees, and I went on leave one day from the ship and saw these fellows at the Lion Hotel, and they were talking about they do have a ball team over there, something over there, and that's they were the only three big league ball players there at the time, and I got transferred from the ship to the submarine base, and I did play over there after I had been overseas, like for a year or so.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what it's like to try and get back into condition after being away from those 3 years. I mean, can you give me a detailed description of what goes on in your mind and how difficult it is?
I was in the service. I was in pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I came home on my 30-day leave, I kind of put a little weight on. And I was stationed at the Navy Yard. And in fact, I had orders to go back out again.
Mm-hmm.
And until it was rescinded, the orders were rescinded. And I was trying to stay in shape down at the Navy Yard as much as I could, but with the